A New York judge has ruled that former President Trump will go on trial next month, April 15th. The criminal case accuses Trump of using illegal payments to cover up a relationship with an adult film star. Meanwhile, in a separate New York civil case, Trump got some financial breathing room today. We're talking about his business fraud case. He lost that and owes more than $450 million. Today, a New York appeals court lowered the bond money he has to post to $175 million, and it gave Trump an extra 10 days to pay it. That money had been due today. To explain some of the basics, Will Thomas is with us. He's assistant professor of business law at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Will, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this business fraud case where Trump and his company lost last month. It owes $454 million. Trump has to either come up with that money or come up with what's called an appeal bond for a portion of it. What's an appeal bond?
Well, so we all know that if you lose a trial, you can appeal that decision. And part of what you have to do to appeal is what lawyers call furnish an undertaking, which basically means you're going to provide the appellate court with proof that you can and will pay an entire trial judgment if you ultimately lose. Easily the most common way that people do this is by getting an appeal bond. So the appeal bond here is a little bit like insurance, except where an insurance policy pays me if I get injured, the bond is essentially going to pay the other party if I'm the one who injured them. So what we would have here is some third party saying, Trump has promised us he's going to pay his legal bills, but if for some reason he doesn't, we, the bond company, are going to step in and make sure that money gets paid.
Yeah, all right. So what changed today was Trump got 10 extra days to come up with bond money, and it's much less money. We should note he would still have to pay the full judgment if he loses on appeal. What is the logic today, the explanation from the appeals court, reducing the money and delaying it?
I would say today's decision strikes me as the kind of equitable compromise that courts do a lot and that makes sense if we just don't think too hard about it. If we boil down the dispute, the state of New York won a trial against Trump for roughly $350 million plus a lot of interest. Mm. Trump's argument was that he shouldn't have to pay any of that until after his appeal. New York's argument was he should pay it all before he appeals. And then today comes along and the court ordered Trump to put up a bond for $175 million, which is almost exactly 50% of that original trial judgment number before interest. Mm. So to me, this is about as close as courts get to a Solomonic compromise.
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, again, if Trump loses on appeal, he would have to pay the full judgment amount. If he does lose, what would his options be to pay?
That's correct. So if he does lose, he would have to pay the original trial judgment amount plus pre-trial interest and also interest that is accruing from now until the appeal itself is finalized. So that number could continue to go up day by day. If he loses at this level, he has one more opportunity to appeal, so he may be able to win at the highest court in New York. Mm. But putting that aside, what he'd be facing is a fairly substantial judgment that could be paid either in cash, marketable securities, or, as we've sort of seen over the past several days, maybe some of his New York real estate would be seized by the Attorney General and used to pay that judgment.
Yeah, and that was my next question for you. New York Attorney General Letitia James, as far as the process of beginning the process to seize his assets, what might that process look like? Have we had any initial signals?
We've actually already seen a little bit of that happening in the background. So there are a bunch of minor but important steps that you have to go through to actually carry out a legal judgment. And one of those steps is notifying the court in the local jurisdiction where property is that you have this ruling and that you're planning to do something with it. We saw James doing that last week. She filed her trial judgment in jurisdictions where several of Trump's New York golf courses were located, which suggests that James is not really looking at some of the Manhattan properties like Trump Tower, but was really focusing more on some of the farther out real estate like the golf courses that in some respects are a little bit less complicated to grab.
Yeah, okay. And just briefly, Will, as far as choices, Donald Trump could sell properties, but he could also declare bankruptcy. Is that correct?
He could absolutely declare bankruptcy. And in some respects, declaring bankruptcy is the classic move in this situation. If you remember back several years ago when Gawker Media was sued by Hulk Hogan, Gawker lost a very massive trial judgment, couldn't raise the money for appeal, and so filed for bankruptcy in order to allow it to go forward with its appellate process. That's an avenue that Donald Trump legally could pursue, but he staked so much of his identity and brand on this claim that he's never declared bankruptcy. I struggle to imagine a world where he takes that path.
Yeah. All right. We've been talking to Will Thomas of the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Will, thank you again.
Thanks for having me.